Duffy says the good news is that taxpayers aren't on the hook for J.P. Morgan's blunder. Even so, as a member of the House Financial Services Committee, he says they need to investigate.
We need to make sure we understand what's going on by way of hearings. I think absolutely. So there's a fundamental understanding in Congress as to what is happening with some of these trades.
Already, the U.S. Senate and Commodity Futures Trading Commission are beginning their own inquiries. Duffy's Democratic opponent, former State Senator Pat Kreitlow of Chippewa Falls, says it's about time Duffy steps forward.
Why did it take him about 2 weeks to flip-flop onto the right side of the issue? Was he looking for somebody's permission before he could speak out? And is he going to give back the thousands of dollars that he got from J.P. Morgan, some of it coming within 7 days of co-signing a letter that tried to pressure watchdog agencies into watering down or rolling back the Wall Street reforms that the American public wanted after the crash of 2008.
Duffy's campaign contributors do include political action committees from J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, and Goldman Sachs, but he says it's appropriate to have the financial sector's ear.
No, I don't have links with J.P. Morgan. I have a lot of the financial sector talk to me about what their opinions and views are. Everyone comes in and gives me their thoughts. You know, my local banks give me their thoughts.
Duffy says he opposes consolidation of banks that make them too big to fail. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.